You're listening to the All Elite Podcast, your favorite AEW fan podcast for in-depth analysis and discussions about the number one growing brand in professional wrestling today, All Elite Wrestling. This podcast is broadcast live on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch on behalf of the No Holds Barred Network. The network is your source for wrestling interviews and podcast content featuring independent wrestling and AEW. Also, make sure to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. So sit back, relax, and interact in the live chat. Enjoy the show.
Everyone, welcome back to the All Elite Podcast right here on the No Holds Barred Network, your source for all wrestling podcast content and more. I am your host, your self-proclaimed greatest host, the Canadian Prince. My name is Kyle Masters, and I am always joined by my co-host. She is the Evie Piviggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Lady of the Light Tubes, and the Queen of the Indies. I got every single nickname right there without even the sign being up. That's Tiffany. How's it going, Tiff?
It's been a busy weekend.
Yes.
A lot of wrestling.
Among other things that happened this weekend, yes. But I'm still living off the high from Friday night. Clearly, if anyone's watching the video version of this podcast, I'm still wearing a shirt. I've been wearing shirts all damn weekend. I haven't stopped. I went into my closet. I dug up the box I had of the 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't even know how many CM Punk shirts I owned. I dug them up. I'm rocking them all week.
A new shirt, though?
I did. I got it. The right one. The one with these. It's a little like, because I know now they're doing just the plain white ones.
Yeah.
I snagged it during his entrance. Right at the end, like right before we went to commercial, I saw right up on Pro Wrestling Tees, and it was still slow. I got it in there. I got it. Damn. Got it. Snagged it. Got my shirt.
Did you see they broke? It's always something big. It always breaks their damn website.
Man, he's already, and then because of this shirt is now the top selling t-shirt of all time.
Yeah.
The fastest sellout t-shirt in 24 hours was it that they put? Anyways, it broke the site. They had to change their server. The new server goes live tomorrow. It's insane.
They probably should have prepared for that way before that.
They sold up more than they anticipated. They probably got a shit ton of shirts printed, right? Because it's not like CM Punk signed the deal on Friday. They knew about this. They probably had it in production. They got it all made. They probably just got overwhelmed with orders. It's insane. Like, more overwhelmed than they thought they were going to.
Been in that store. And anybody else that has, like, you know, not like Kyle hasn't been there yet, so no. Hopefully one day like Kyle can go over there, and Kyle, you'll see like how small the store is. Like you look outside, you're like, okay, it's kind of big, but like even like when the fans go in, it's very small. Like to go into, it's really like you could be really, like, claustrophobic in there. But they don't really have like a lot. It's more if they're gonna have to go into the back and then go get more stuff and put it outside, because you saw people kept refilling when I was there,
and that's where they print the shirts too, right? So that's just nuts. Even the global site, the one I use because I'm Canadian, went down as well. So, man, it's just insane how many t-shirts he sold in that one day. But yeah, I'm still living off that high, guys. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the All Elite Podcast. This is where myself and Tiffany talk about everything in the AEW world, from Dark to Elevation to BTE to Rampage to Dynamite to CM Punk, clearly. And more here on the podcast. We are the best All Elite Podcast in the world.
Damn.
I'll say it. I'll flex. But thank you guys for tuning in live. If you're tuning in live on Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, YouTube, you can see you guys all talking in the chat there. Shout outs to you guys. I see Glenn in there. What's going on, G-Rod? I see Brad in there. He was the first one to pop in with the poop. I got Jackie. Got Issa. What's going on, Issa?
So the Facebook chat. What's going on?
Yeah, the Facebook chat. I see a bunch of you in there, Chris. Everybody.
So let me start with this, because I know like everybody's in here for the CM Punk thing or whatever like that. So I feel like we should
We're definitely in here for the 2.0 talk. Duh.
Oh, I'm here for Trent.
Or Trent. Like,
that's it. I'm here for Trent and Matt's gorgeous.
Who, CM who?
Oh. Okay, so let's be real.
He's
here,
no
okay?
Trent.
So let's be honest. Okay, Kyle loves obviously CM Punk. Now, no. I wasn't watching wrestling then when CM Punk was around. Actually, it was really funny because somebody DM'd me the other day, Friday night, asking me what I thought. And I was like, okay, clearly I was like, me and Kyle are gonna talk about this on All Elite Podcast. And I was like, but we can talk about it. And I was like, so for me, who didn't watch him, because I wasn't watching WWE then, I was like, so I don't really know. So me, I'm coming in here with a fresh mind. Obviously, I know he's huge and everybody loves him and stuff. But me coming into AEW, watching CM Punk, never seeing really anything of CM Punk, I'm really excited the way that AEW builds everything. So I'm keeping an open mind with it. I mean, that's just an honest opinion. You can't really hate on me. You know, I'm not saying anything bad. So
this is just,
I'm ready for it.
The beginning.
Yeah.
This is only the beginning, folks. Daniel Bryan's coming in. Surely somewhere, sometime soon he's coming in. And then out of this.
Queens, baby. Queens. It's going to happen in Queens.
Out of this report right here. This is what I'm really excited for, because he changed his display picture on Twitter, and I'm so pumped. According to the Wrestling Observer Radio, Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda is expected to sign with AEW, and we're getting this guy coming in with his fucking creative mind. He's about, if you guys haven't seen his Twitter picture, so creepy. I know he's working on a new. I know he's coming in with a creepy character, with a mask character or something. Because I know the guy that made his fiend mask told him to hit him up when he wants a new mask. Anytime, he's gonna go to that guy. He's gonna go to him with what he wants, and be like, make this, and they'll make it for him. And I don't know if the picture in his display picture on Twitter is something that's close to that. But freak me out. And he's been cryptic as hell. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Him. Then there's the rumors of, what's his face? Adam Cole possibly coming over as soon as tonight's over.
Talk about that. Can we talk about that? Because I was talking about this with Kyle yesterday. Was it? Was I showed you the screenshot that Adam Cole followed Tony Khan and then followed a whole bunch of AEW people on his Twitter?
Yep.
Like, he's coming.
So, it's funny you say that, because our buddy Bill sent me an article about a conspiracy theory with CM Punk. So if Punk on his shoes on Friday had the letters A and C written on his shoes, and people are like, oh, he's teasing with secretly teasing Adam Cole is coming over because he's got AC. It's not real. This is a really ridiculous tinfoil hat conspiracy, guys. I'm not saying I'm believing this. I'm laughing. I don't know what they stood for, to be honest. One shoe had AC and the other shoe had, hang on, I have the article right here.
Oh boy. The stuff that gets floated around. I love that even people were photoshopping CM Punk in front of like the AEW before it even like happened. They're like, oh, and then like you have the trolls out there, like he's spotted. Like, dude, Rampage didn't even happen yet. Like, come on.
He tweeted. Do you see him? He Instagrammed himself saying, oh my God, it's happening. Of like a very, very old picture of someone that took of him at an airport. He put in his Instagram photo CM Punk a couple hours before the show and put, oh my God, it's happening. But this article, yeah, AC, and then on the other shoe was CF, and people were like, oh, Charlotte Flair. I'm like, why would CM Punk do that, guys? It's like this article, I was laughing. I was legitimately laughing from the beginning of the article to the end. I'm like, oh my God, this is up there with the 5G vaccination shit. Like, this is like the most tinfoil hat conspiracy I've ever read. Like, guys, stop it. Stop it. There's probably a significant something that those letters are on CM Punk's shoes, okay? And if someone wants to do the research and tell me, great, that's fine. But what I loved about him on Friday was the shirt, the sweater he was wearing, dedicated to Larry, his their dog. And you know what's cool, too, about that? Brody Lee used to tweet about his dog all the time and loved CM Punk's dog. So that was, like, a double tribute.
Just that, like, everything. I was just thinking about, like, you could see how emotional he was, never mind the fact of everybody. I had people that were there live watching it, sending me videos of them actually being in the stadium and what the crowd sounded like. But just to watch CM Punk's, like, taking it all in, right, Kyle? Like
he was,
you could,
tearing.
Like, feel it, right? Like, yeah, like him sitting there like, I'm back and, like, everybody's cheering for me. And it's just, like, to feel that happiness of him coming out. Like, I can only imagine the emotions that he was feeling in that moment.
And I will say it here. There's a specific reason as to why. Not only that he was in his hometown, Chicago, the reception he got was probably one of the loudest wrestling pops of all time. But three, what he said in his promo was legitimate. He's now in a place that he can fall back in love with professional wrestling. Back when he loved it, when he was in Ring of Honor, when he was all about professional wrestling. So the fact that he's going to come out here, get this reaction, and in a place where he can expert his craft, and he said it best in his promo, there's a lot of people he wants to work with, a lot of young talent that he sees himself in.
Oh my God. That alone, like, hit me. Like, I felt that so hard, Kyle, because of the fact doing the indie scene so much and working with a lot of these kids that are like 16, 17, 18 year old wrestlers, and just seeing their passion, and then seeing even vets wanting to work with these kids. So, like, I felt that very much in
exactly.
that. Like, and so it's just, I'm excited.
Look what he does first. He goes right after Darby Allin. He's going to put him over big time. I wouldn't put it past AEW to give Punk the first win in his hometown in Chicago, but those two are going to have probably match of the night, 100% match of the night at All Out, and the wrestling and the storytelling in the ring is going to be insane at All Out, and I cannot wait for that match. And the best part was, and I did cry, I'm tearing up right now thinking about it, guys. You guys can see in the camera, like, this was so emotional for me, being like the biggest CM Punk mark. And I think I'm already playing it. That's gonna join my Sean Spears tattoo on my arm over here. It's probably gonna be the cross arm thing. But
damn.
The what hit me the most, Tiff, wasn't even on Rampage. It was the interview after with Tony Khan. Because the words he said in that interview hit me the most. And the one specifically, and Tony Khan was basically all of us when he said it, is when they asked Punk if he's going to, you know, because the forbidden doors open, like, would you go over to New Japan and do all this? And he's like, you know what? Not right now. He's like, I'm an AEW guy. And when he said that, Tony Khan's face, like, lit up like a Christmas tree. And I'm like, that's all of us, right? That's all of us right there.
Because there's so much amazing talent in AEW. So it's like, okay, maybe, like, revisit, like, a year from now that you have that option that you can. But even, like, with the Forbidden Door, the people coming over. But again, there's so much there's a lot of talent.
Yeah.
In AEW. Just imagine the matches we're going to get.
Insane. Like, I have a few notes from this press conference I want to read because some of them were really good. So, A, it was Tony Khan's idea for Darby Allin. That was the one thing that was brought up. Punk says if he were a teenager, Darby would be his favorite wrestler. And he doesn't want Darby. He doesn't want to take Darby Allin's suicide dive. He said that the secret for them to keep Punk a secret was the worst kept secret, because Punk, he had everyone talking to him, asking, like, what's going on. He even told his wife, "I can't tell you." So he didn't even tell his wife.
Your wife, man.
Yeah. So she's just like, what's going on? Where are you going? He's just like, no, I don't know. Like, could you imagine me, AJ Lee, going like, this guy cheating on me?
So that was, like, another thing that I was talking to somebody. I was like, so is there that possibility that later down the line AJ Lee comes back? which would be amazing for, like, you know, the women's division.
Yeah.
And again, like, I didn't really watch her either. I think that's when I started watching wrestling again, I think right after, I think she left. Because I think I started watching when Nikki became champion.
Okay.
And then Nikki beat her.
Yeah, AJ was all right. AJ actually was like, booked properly and booked as a dominant champion. And you know, it was just a shame because they didn't give the Divas, it was with the Divas title era, and they didn't give a lot of the women, like, that much time and all that stuff. And it sucks because they didn't change anything until she left. So I'd feel like if she came to AEW, she'd have a better chance of making the women's division big. And I know they have big plans for the women's division. Like, look what they just did with Jade Cargill this weekend. Like, they just, they elevated her again this past week.
Look gorgeous. Yeah. Oh my god, she looked I am so sold on Jade. Like, I can't even, like, I can keep going on and on and on about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I love her. She's like the full package. Like, she busted her ass to, like, get in ring shape ready.
Yeah.
And she looks amazing, right? At first I was like, I didn't know, but, like, I completely fell in love with her look and, like, how she works the camera, which I feel is, like, so important. When it comes to, like, she that bitch. Like, what's
yeah, like. Yo, the manager gets me, too. The manager's name is Smart Mark Sterling. Like, come on.
A creative pro wrestler that also worked with MJF. Like, it's just insane. Like, again, these are people that I've watched in the indies. It's so insane. So insane.
So to end off with a little bit more of Punk, I guess he wasn't. They didn't do the whole hidden backstage thing at AEW. Apparently, he was. They just brought him back there and they made him socialize with everybody. He took pictures with everyone. I saw the pictures that surfaced after. It just shows you again, like, how much of a big family the backstage and how good of an environment is the backstage locker room. They don't keep anything for people. They trust people, and that was a big thing. Punk said that was a big thing that he respected and put AEW really high up in his books. Was when the Brody Lee thing was happening and everyone kept quiet. Everyone that knew didn't say a word backstage and nothing leaked out about it. And everyone respected it. And he said that right there proved a lot to him for AEW. So it's just, I like this press conference. If anyone hasn't seen it, it's on AEW's YouTube channel. It's 50 minutes long. Seriously, watch it. CM Punk's literally eating an ice cream bar on the interview.
That they gave him, which is so cool.
Which is like, that was the best thing. I'm like, out of everything, like, he took his shot, and I'm like, I respected it because he did it without even mentioning them, and he basically took a shot, but going around WWE saying, like, I left pro wrestling when my Ring of Honor days ended, and now I'm back. But then the ice cream thing, like, he tried so hard to get that ice cream bar thing back in WWE. And they didn't do it. They didn't do it for him. Look at this. He comes back his first day in AEW. His first day. They fucking buy a shit ton of ice cream bars with a CM Punk logo on it and say, for free. It's on us.
That's so nice, though. Like, see? Like, you really care about your fans, right? Like, exactly. Everybody. That was an insane, like, crowd that day. How many people were in there?
Over 15,000 people. And you know, this is pretty gross. So not only is eBay gross because I hate when people overprice things, but so a lot of the people that got that CM Punk shirt that day, mm-hmm. Which is a very hot commodity, especially the ones that say I was there in the back, they're all on eBay going for $300. Yep. Some dude, I came across him, is selling the shirt plus the ice cream bar with the ice cream still sealed.
What?
Yeah, I kid you not. I'll link you later. It's literally being sold with the. It says in the description, with ice cream bar still sealed. Buddy, how the fuck are you gonna ship that to me without it being melted? You're gonna pay to have it in dry ice? I ain't paying for that shipping. What's going on with that? Yeah, am I getting ice cream soup in a bag?
Yes, yum.
The best ice cream soup in the world.
That it'll be still the same way.
For $300, I'm paying $300. I ain't. I want no ice cream soup. Man. And you see that crying guy?
Oh my god! Like, it was like a meme all over the place. One of the pictures that I took yesterday at H2O, he took that guy's photo and used one of my other photos that I took. I'm like, stop! I was like, this is gonna be the photo that's used for everything.
So.
Like,
I respect that, because that was literally me on Friday night. The fact that I seen people like ripping on him kind of ticked me off.
Come on.
Like, he was getting a lot of hate, and I'm like, are people for real?
Just enjoy whatever the hell it is.
This man's emotional. You don't know what happened to him. You don't know how CM Punk's affected him. Who the fuck are you to judge this guy? Right? But this is the best part. Now a bunch of people, like a bunch of wrestlers and stuff, are reaching out on Twitter saying, whoever knows this guy, tell him to reach out to me. Like, Tommy Dreamer wants to pay for him to fly to Chicago at All Out and pay for a meet and greet with CM Punk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, people are, like, I seen a bunch of like verified wrestlers and people in the industry tweeting out saying, if anyone knows this guy, get him in touch with us. We want to hook him up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I hope he does. I hope if it did happen, it does happen, and someone reaches out to this guy or he sees it on Twitter, because he deserves it. Because that, an incredible moment. He was basically all of us. I was watching with Anthony there, and we were both crying, man. Like, it was just such an emotional moment, and it'll live with me forever. Literally will live with me forever.
Isaac said, I was right, and I bet you hugged an Abaddon teddy too.
Yeah, my Abaddon teddy over here that, you know, I sleep to bed with, and I'm not definitely not scared of, you know.
No, that's so great. And like, those are the things. Like, there's so many amazing wrestlers out there that do these things. Like,
right. It's so warm-hearted.
Yes, he's such a sweetheart. Like, I've seen him come see Jericho play, you know, at Fozzie in Long Island, and Tommy Dreamer was there, like, hanging out. I was like, yo, I was like talking to him. This is so cool. He's such a good dude. Oh, man.
But I hope you guys do get your CM Punk shirts. I mean, if you are, I mean, I've seen a lot of people not with it. Like, I know Pro Wrestling Tees are trying, you know, with the whole, like, we have a bunch of shirts that don't have the black, like, collars and stuff. It will print the CM Punk shirts for you. But I've seen a lot of people going like, nah, I'll wait till you guys get the stock back.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So if you guys did get a shirt, good for you. If you didn't, be patient. That's all I got to say. Like, they're going to get you back in stock eventually. I'll,
like, every week on Ollie Podcast now. Like,
oh, as soon as I get it, it's over. I wore it every week.
That's it. It's like.
But yeah, it's been an insane week in AW. Like, it was just anticipation from the beginning of the week until Friday. I was, like, losing my shit every day.
So memes were being made of you, like,
oh, yeah.
Face if CM Punk doesn't show up.
So that was my, I was in a chat and I was concentrating on something. I was working on something, and that was my face while I was working on something. I'm like, oh no, I've been turned into a meme. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. And I had a lot of people like going at me, going, oh, he's not gonna show up, or what if he doesn't show up? What if it's Daniel Bryan? I'm like, no, it's gonna be him. I'm telling you, it's gonna be him. I'm like, fine. If he doesn't show up, I'll make this my display picture until the end of the year. So guess what? I don't have to anymore. So just like my other picture, here's the middle finger. Anyways, yeah, insane week of just AEW in general. And like, you know what? BT this week was a little odd for me.
Okay, so
it was a little odd.
You're gonna have to like touch tabs because I had no time this week to watch BTE.
It didn't feel like, if I don't want to say it felt rushed. It just,
what, an hour long. That's why I had no time. I was like, I can't watch this. I was like,
and when I watched it, it was weird. I actually like skimmed through it. Like, yeah. I sat there like going like, yeah, I know they came at me. Yeah. Oh no, Isaac, you're asking. No, I had E-drones coming at me for calling Punk a needle mover. I had two. Come at me, Tiff. Clap at me. And I clap back and just put a gif of a drone. That's all I did. Shut them up real quick.
Kyle is so good at his clapbacks at people.
Didn't respond.
I just sit here with popcorn. Because, like, I couldn't clap back because I'll be offended. But, like, but Kyle, I like watching Kyle clap back.
I just did, like, I didn't want to fight with these because I hate E-drones. Like, they'll go blue in the face before they stop messaging you, so you have to find the perfect thing. And what I find the perfect thing is do a GIF, but don't say anything else.
That's Kyle. That's classic Kyle.
You put a GIF, and that's it. You don't put anything else. You put a GIF, shuts him up real quick. So I put a GIF of a drone. Actually, one guy clapped at me with two of his accounts because he commented the same thing twice with two different accounts. So I just put the same GIF twice. Didn't get a response back. They were quiet.
Go on your page. This was on Twitter.
Yeah. So if you go to the tweets and replies, you'll see them. But BTE, they're making fun of the one scene, like they're making fun of the whole Andrade thing and Kenny losing the belt. Like he got confused one time that he's about to call himself the belt collector. He didn't because he lost the belt already. They're doing the Jordan thing, shopping for Jordans. You know, like they're still doing like their vlog stuff. Leva and Peter had another thing with Alex Reynolds, the Sour Boy thing. Oh my God, we had another Sour Boy moment. The one thing I like with BT is all these Brandon Cutler footage stuff, because you see it when you watch Dynamite and you see him holding the phone. You're like, okay, like this is what we're gonna get on BT next week, and then you get to when you get to watch it, it's even better than what you see on Dynamite.
Yeah.
And it was just it's cool, and then. I'm looking through now. There was one where they went to a casino. Oh, this was cool. So they're in a, they finally found themselves merch. Remember they've been looking in Walmarts all the time. They couldn't find themselves. They went to like this toy store and they found themselves and there's like a bunch of stuff. Kenny comes across his, right?
Yeah.
And then he sees a dual pack. It's the Fiend and Daniel Bryan dual figure pack. So he grabs his AEW figure and puts it in front of Daniel Bryan.
That's funny.
He's like, wait a minute. And then he puts it in front of Daniel Bryan. He's like, that's better. I'm like, oh, man. That match will be dope when that happens, too, man. You know those two are going to go at it, and it's going to be like a... Fuck, that's going to be a great match. So they need to just get the belts off Kenny so he can recover a little bit, so we can have all these matches. but, yeah, it was... And then the end of BT was just...
I miss when BTU was like 10 minutes, 11 minutes long. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You know?
They just ended BTU by playing basketball. Then there was like this one scene where the ball, like Nick shot it, and the ball like went through all the arena that was like they're putting up the ring. The ball was bouncing everywhere, and it came back to him and went through the net. I'm just curious now with BTE. Does CM Punk ever make an appearance in BTE?
He has to. It's like inevitable. Or does he show up on Sammy's vlog?
Or do they do something that people want to know about? Does he enter it? Does he walk into the Dark Order's room and him and Colt have like a little stare off?
That'd be interesting. Oh, God. Just like the possibility. Yeah. Again, like I'm just like thinking about all this.
I think they're going to do something with Colt and CM Punk. They got to like make fun of that somehow. Or Sammy's vlog. Something. He's going to be in someone's vlog. Because now I think Evil Uno is doing a vlog now. So everyone's got a vlog. Everyone's got a podcast. Everyone's got a vlog. Tiff's going to have a vlog soon. And it's just going to be her every day. No, every day, Tiff. Monday to Friday, you vlogging just your life.
Hi.
Yeah.
My name
is This is McDuff.
I'm walking the dog right now.
I have nothing else to say, so have a good day.
Be setting up for the podcast. I feel like even though like my vlogs are like my indie talk episodes though.
Pretty much. You just call it the indie vlog.
There we go. Instead of indie talk, the indie vlog. Like you just see me showing up at random indie promotions. Well, yesterday I was taking video of me decorating H2O, so like I wouldn't put it past me.
Right.
Or I can put it up on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make we'll you a see. Logo.
Cool.
Indie vlogs.
Tiff's vlogs.
Tiff's vlogs.
Queen's vlogs.
I need that caricature of you and McDuff, and I'll put that into the logo. anyways, from Maria. Dynamite this week. The big thing with Dynamite this week was I thought it was cool. Like they signed 2.0 to full-time contracts. I think they kind of deserved it. They've been here for a couple of weeks. They've proven to be a good hand. Look what they did this week on Dynamite. They attacked. I did not see them attacking Moxley and Eddie in the entrance. I did not see that coming at all. Yeah. That threw me right off. I was like, oh, I was wondering like who attacked them. I'm looking closely. I'm like, oh, who is it? Who is it? And I was like, oh, it's Garcia in 2.0.
behind my boy Daniel Garcia yet? Like, are you behind him? Like, do you see it? Do you see
Tony
it?
Khan like, keeps talking about him. He's got
fine.
He's good. They signed him, right? Is he signed? God.
I don't know. Yeah, like it's just funny because like I was just watching him on Limitless the other day. Like he's got like a whole bunch of belts. I mean, I was talking about this a couple weeks ago when I went to IWTV 100, and then I got that. I was telling Kyle, it was like my Twitter blew up with my photo because you see him holding all the belts. You know, and I got this gorgeous photo of him. So he's still, but that's the good thing too at AEW is that even if he is signed or gets signed, like he can still float around in the indies. Like, look, Northeast Wrestling just had a whole bunch on my birthday, just had a whole bunch. Private Party was there. I think was Darby there. I forget like all the people. Now your boy Will Ospreay is going to be at the next Northeast Wrestling, but they announced Private Party again. Like there's like a whole bunch. That's where I met Moxley. That's where I saw the Lucha Brothers. Like you never know who's gonna show up at Northeast Wrestling. But fuck, Daniel Garcia. I'm gonna go. I think on the 11th I'm going to Pro Wrestling Magic. I want to say Daniel Garcia is supposed to be there. Like he's so good. I had an interview with his friend Puff. If you guys like watch that. JT Dunn also talked about Daniel Garcia. Gangone talked about Daniel Garcia. Like, Kyle, he's like 22, I think he is, or 23.
He reminds me of like almost like a Zack Sabre Jr.
So good.
Yeah. I do like him. What do you think of 2.0 though? Because like they are officially signed.
They're like the Young Bucks wannabes.
They're like that comedy team.
Yeah, I mean, Brad's more familiar with them than I am. Brad's in the chat. So
they're funny. Like
me, I'm always going to go back to like my, you know, like Private Party and Santana.
Santana. Santina Marella. I like you too, Tiffany. If you want to come to AW and I win the women's title from a Britt Baker, I'd be like... I'm Santino Marella. I'm the champione.
Can I have Trent back, please? Like, can he heal up quick and come back? Like,
that sucks. I really hope he does.
Belt on them, like, he's so fucking hot. Like, oof.
Yes. That's why. Yeah. That's why I'm here to talk about is Trent's hot.
Stand there.
Just stand like, there.
Soaking wet with the. The like I can't like,
oh, yeah.
I'm being like our girl Diva with
the Roman. Oh,
I'm being that with Trent.
I think you all two are the same. How she is with Roman is how you are with Trent. 100%. Y'all are the same.
Dirty hot. Like yeah. God damn it.
Anyways,
I just signed Yuta for the bridge.
Hold up. Have you met this guy in person?
Who, Daniel
Trent.
Garcia?
Trent. No, Trent.
Yes, I did.
How did you control yourself?
I don't know. I was nervous as fuck.
Are you going to do it again? Like, if you meet him again, like, how are you going to control yourself this time? I feel like it's just grown.
Because him and Chuck, and then I literally was, like, more over Chuck. Wait.
It's like, Chuck, can you just, like, shoo-shoo for a bit? I don't know. What are we seeing here?
Pulled it off the shrine.
Okay.
So Brad got me. I think was this an early, really early birthday present? I think it was. Now you know our girl Queen of Veni, right? And we started this whole joke because obviously I'm the list of husbands and everything like that. So when we were talking about hot, she used to say when she was running her podcast, she used to be like, "Girl, get the fan, honey." Right. So Brad went to go get autographs from Trent and Chuck. And it's here, and it says, "Get the fan."
Oh my god! Oh, that's my god! That's Trent without his beard right now.
I know.
That's beardless Trent. My god, he looks so different without a beard. It's ridiculous. Anyways,
so back to wrestling. Sorry.
I don't know. I was saying about 2.0. I was like, yeah, I like them. They're funny. Like. Their facial expressions are great. Like when Sting went through the table and like he stood right back up, like their faces were like, that was like a perfect moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm for it. I'm for them. I hope they, I think that'll be good for the tag division. Tag division stack. Why not? Just keep adding to it. My boy had a match. Boy, who I guys, I got the tattoo. Tattoo's actually healing up pretty nicely, guys. If I could bear to show you guys here. There it is. He had a match against Sammy Guevara. This was a freaking insane match.
Yo, your boy was out of line with his engagement.
Oh, his promo? Even that? I thought you were going to talk about his promo beforehand. That was even cutting it. And then him with blowing a kiss to, like, are you talking about when he, like, was blowing a kiss to Sammy's new? That was cool. So the announcement was that he brought his girlfriend and he proposed her in the middle of the ring, like, in his hometown. Like, that was just awesome. Such an incredible moment. And she was at ringside for this match and it kept cutting to her. This was an unreal match. Like, him and Sammy and Sean killed it. Like, that one spot where they both jumped up on the turnbuckle at the same time.
Oh, with a finger?
Yeah. Oh man. What a moment that was right there. And then the cutter that hit. Like, I thought that was going to be it. I thought when Sammy hit that cutter, that was it. I was shocked that Sean Spears kicked out of that. And he kicked out of Sammy's his finishing move.
Yeah,
I was like, what? I thought he was going to win. I thought my boy was going to win.
630 senton, right?
Oh, yeah.
God, like, so good.
This is a great match.
That was a great match. That's probably, like, one of my favorite matches, like, this week.
Like, is it a coincidence he hits the GTH for the win?
Yeah.
Before Rampage? That was great. Great, great, great match.
Yeah.
What do you think about this Dan Lambert guy? This was awkward.
Into it, Kyle. Like, I'm still like, this is like the get up and go to the bathroom segment for me, you know? Like,
it started good though. It started good, but then it got awkward real quick. And he started like talking about like the millennials and shit, and started like going into like making it a little bit political. I was fine when he was boosting up his two UFC guys and making fun of Archer. That's great. But then when you started getting into, like, that political shit, I was like, okay, you lost me there. You lost me. I'm not with it anymore. And, like, when Lance came out after, and then, sure, they're setting something up with the Man of the Year and Lance Archer. That's fine. But you killed me. You killed any momentum you had leading up to it with this dude going in all political. I wasn't with it. As soon as he went political, you lost me. I don't know about you guys in the chat. You lost me when you hit that. So,
yeah,
and he fat shamed someone in the audience. I was like, okay, like you were fine boosting your two like former UFC guys there. You had Andre Arlovski, you had Junior Dos Santos. I remember these guys. I remember watching those guys when I was watching UFC back in the day. They were my favorites. Okay, great. You're calling out Lance Archer. You're calling out the locker room. But then when you started getting like political and shit, I'm like, hey, like, come on.
Yeah, I think it's just stay away from it. It's a dangerous. Yeah. Territory.
It was just like, come on, guys.
Something I can do without an AW.
I know he's supposed to be Jim Cornette there, Brad, but like, no one wants to see that though. No one wants to see it on TV. Keep it off Dynamite. Put it on BT. So whatever. No. I guess Lance Archer is doing something with the Men of the Year. Cool.
Yeah. Whatever. Can we talk about Jurassic Express and Young Bucks match? Fuck.
That was fire.
Oof.
That was fire.
I love these fast-paced matches. Like,
that was fire.
But even Double with Private Party, like, God. I really got into tag team wrestling because of AEW. It's so good. You're always going to have great matches.
You know what? You have a point there. Because when I was watching WWE before this, NXT was doing okay with the tag team matches.
But nothing like this.
Like, they make tag team wrestling the most important thing on the whole damn show. And they said that since day one. They said that when they made AEW, that the tag team division was going to be their number one division that they focus on. That was their bread and butter, was tag team wrestling. When people talk about AEW, someone asks, like, what's the best thing in AEW? People talk about tag team division instantly. They got all, like, they have literally the best tag teams in the world are in AEW currently.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty cool. Their match was awesome. I didn't think they're going to win.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win. Some reason tells me that Queen Show has to make up for what happened with Blood and Guts. It has to. It's got to be big. I don't feel like whatever's going to happen at All Out for tag team, I don't think the belts are going to be lost there. I think they're going to save it for Queens. I really do. And you have to make it as one of the freaking New York teams, which, like I said, Private Party or Ortiz and Santana or, you know.
So they weren't announced. It was said in the chat that they weren't announced for this tag team tournament they're doing, which is strange. And now I am curious about what's going on with FTR, because Dax today, he cryptic tweeted today. He posted a picture of them in their last day in NXT, and he posted the picture with them with AEW belts, and they put top guys out. I know that's their slogan. I get that. But what's with that tweet? Why are you tweeting that, and for what reason? It was random. I really hope they're, like,
maybe
the injury is not horrible. Like, I wouldn't think, like, something like that writ, that arm injury, that doesn't seem like a career-ending thing.
We don't know. But maybe Ortiz and Santana attacked the Young Bucks at All Out after the match. Sets up Queens. Like, we're going to come at you in our home base, you know, taking the title in our hometown. Well, I will go fucking banana. So.
I'm so curious to see what they do here.
But I'm still set on that.
I want to know what's going on with this. I think we need to know. I think maybe this Dynamite coming up, we need to have some indication of what's going on with FTR and Santana and Ortiz. I think it's enough with the promos. You can't keep having Santana and Ortiz come out every single week cutting the same intense promo. It's gonna start to get stale.
Wrestle at All Out, but I don't know. Something, I don't know. I feel like you're gonna have to have something big.
They could do that. If FTR is ready for All Out, that's the number one contenders match for the Grand Slam show. The winner of that goes to Grand Slam to face whoever wins against the Young Bucks and the tag tournament, you know, for the belts. Maybe they do it that way.
Shit, Isaac. I would love to see a Fatal 4-Way ladder match for the... Oh, oh my God. Yes!
Yeah, how many Canadian Destroyers are going off a ladder in that match? Simultaneously happening at once, probably.
That was so great to see. Man, you're giving me flashbacks to 2 years ago at All Out.
Oh, yeah.
To be there, and then, like, even the Young Bucks parents, like, you guys okay? Freaking out, watching them, like, go completely insane. But see, even I feel like the Lucha Brothers also have to be at, I told you, we talked about this last week, the Lucha Brothers, like, they have to be at the Queen show, too. They have to be. They're House of Glory champions, tag team champions. Like, oh, man. Fuck.
That would be cool. Imagine they came out with the belts.
I'll take a 4-Way Private Party, Ortiz and Santana, Lucha Brothers.
That'd be cool.
FDR too. Why not? Like, oh man.
I'm curious. I'm very curious about that show. Wouldn't it be cool if they came out with the House of Glory belts? That'd be dope. Did you care for the the Paul White announcement?
No.
Hey, QT. I mean, we knew this was coming. Like, we said it in the podcast before that. We're like, well, obviously this is leading to QT and Big Show Paul White. And I'm going to assume that's going to be – I really hope that's either the buy-in match or the cool-down match, because, yikes, if you had this open – like, in the middle of the pay-per-view, like, without being a cool-down, why? Who honestly cares about that? I'm sorry, but who gives a shit about QT Marshall and Paul White?
Now we have to settle out. Like, who cares?
Oh, man. Like,
you gotta put another match. Like, so many.
It's not knocking Paul White or anything, guys. It's just like, this is not needed for All Out. This is like this should be like a Dynamite. Anyways, if it's not in the buy-in now, I'm thinking about it. If it's not in the buy-in, I'm gonna be mad.
No, they're having.
I'm gonna be mad. They're gonna take a spot off someone on All Out.
What's it called on there too? Remember we were talking about this last week. The women's
The women's battle royal.
Yeah, that's probably gonna be the pre-show.
Oh, please no! That deserves like actual card time.
Ruby like shows up like you said as 21.
That sells the pay-per-view itself, and I know she's going to. Do you see her little vignette? Oh my God, I saw maybe the funniest meme ever. Please tell me you've seen this other picture of the supposed Ric Flair going down on some chick. Like, it's not actually him, but it's some guy with the back of the head. And then someone showed the scene from where Ruby missed the train, and then it put what was actually on the train, and it was the Ric Flair dude going down the chick. I was like, okay, that's awesome. That right there is funny. That is funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, man, Ruby's coming. Oh, she's coming. It's gonna be awesome. But speaking of women, I mean, we had Penelope Ford and Thunder Rosa. Like, great match.
Star.
Thunder Rosa was, I mean, she's heavily over, even in like even in Texas, she's heavily over. I don't know here. So is Thunder Rosa going against Britt Baker at All Out? I hope we get this indication this week. Like, I hope we find out who is facing her at All Out.
I think too soon. Too soon, because the question, see, I was like putting this question out there. Who's the one that's going to take that belt off the champion?
Well,
right?
she's not losing that belt for a while. It's not going to be.
I know that. Out. That's why I'm saying I think it's too soon for Thunder Rosa, because I feel like Thunder Rosa is the one to take off Britt.
I was but thinking.
I don't, you know, not anytime soon.
Hey, I was thinking about it. Maybe it's Jade. Eventually, maybe Jade takes the belt off her. That's big. That would be a very, very big thing. Like Revolution next year, you build Britt up until then, build Jade up until then. That's your big money match right there. Or even Double or Nothing next year, Jade versus Britt. That's like they could main event a pay per view with that match.
Yeah,
they honestly could if they continue the road they're doing now. They keep building up Britt. She knocks down pylon after pylon after pylon with this belt. She builds it up to Double or Nothing next year. They do the same thing with Jade. She runs through everybody. There you go. Here's your big. There's your main event. Anyways,
I can see that happening too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof. So the fifth labor of Jericho, which God, why were the labors? Did we go through a Mandela effect? Was it not said at the beginning of this whole thing that? I don't ever remember when they first announced these labors. I don't ever remember them saying that MJF was the fifth one. I thought he had to go through five and then to get to Jericho.
But who was really going to be like the fifth one?
I don't know. Paul White?
Like Nick Gage should have been the one. Before it. Like Nick Gage should have been the match before because it was a death match. I'm sorry.
Nick Gage probably should have been the fifth one. Yeah, I would have. That would have been perfect sense.
Storyline wise, Jericho before Nick Gage,
and now that my theory didn't come true because I thought this would lead to MJF challenging Punk, and I can't wait for that feud to eventually do happen. So yeah, like Jericho couldn't do the Judas effect.
Oh my God,
the crowd sang, which was great.
MJF is the one that takes the damn fucking belt off Kenny.
Oh wow, I don't know. Like, that's not being...
like the heat, though.
Well, it's well, we do know it's going to be Christian Cage. Like, that's for sure booked for All Out.
Oh, no, that's booked. That's not what I'm talking here. I'm talking like who takes the belt off? Because I don't think Christian Cage is going to take the belt off.
I think it's going to be Hangman. It's not going to be MJF. The story has to end with Hangman. They can't not do that match.
Why? That's what everybody wants, right? We all want that. Imagine we don't get that, and MJF's the one that fucking takes.
Not with this company so far. Now they're living up to everyone. They giving literally everyone what they want. Now they just gave him CM Punk. They're going to get MJF. Or sorry, they're going to get Daniel Bryan. They're going to get Bray Wyatt. No. They're going to give us Hangman eventually. That was the original plan for All Out. It was said. That was the original plan for All Out before CM Punk came in. It was supposed to be Hangman and Kenny.
I would be so mad.
So Full Gear is going to be Adam Page and Kenny Omega.
Yeah, it would make sense with that. And then, okay, fine. So then MJF takes it off of Hangman.
Oh, like, man. Imagine like the next night, like the very next Dynamite. Oh, no. Well, again, that's the WWE thinking. We can't stop thinking about that. That's WWE right there. That is totally WWE right there.
But the reason why I was talking about it is because they're so fucking high on MJF. That's the only reason why. Now, so I'm not comparing to WWE. I'm just thinking MJF. Like, they're going to fucking make him champion sooner than I think we think.
Maybe,
I really
do. He'd be a perfect TNT champion.
He
would. He can be cocky about him being the brand, like him representing TNT, and why he can go on about like TNT loves him and show up in all these TNT shows, right?
Yeah.
And Jeff would be perfect TNT champion. Perfect.
The way that they love him, Kyle, like I really like, they have such high hopes on him that I think we've been saying this, right? We've been saying like eventually. But the more and more I'm thinking about it, how they're building him, I feel like eventually, more sooner than later. Like, now we're 2 years into, like, AEW. And, Hangman has to take that belt. But I feel like MJF's going to be the one that goes after it.
We'll see. I know one match is not happening at All Out. Apparently, Moxley and Hiroshi Tanahashi is not happening anymore at All Out. Apparently, there's a minor political timing snag, and New Japan doesn't want their new U.S. champion to be going to All Out so quickly and losing, because he just got the title. So that was nixed. It's unknown for the plans at Moxley. He had that promo where he kind of called everybody out in the locker room. Like, you know, he had that promo saying basically, like, all these new people are coming in, like they think they can get it so easily when they have to, you know, basically go through Moxley when they come into AEW. So I don't know what they're going with this. I don't know where Moxley's going with this. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with Moxley at All Out. But Dynamite was great. Rampage was even better. I mean, obviously it was even better because I've watched that video so many times. I can't tell you how many times I've lost count. And it's the most viewed video on AEW's page right now.
Oh, yeah. It's like millions, right?
This is ridiculous. It's now reached 4.8 million views. And the promo is at 3.7. And the interview after is literally at almost 1 million. It's at 972,000. Insane. And people are giving me shit on Twitter saying he's not a needle mover. Yeah, suck it. Anyways, the rest of Rampage was great. I thought it was great. I thought they had really good matches. They made Jade look like an absolute monster. Moxley had a great match with your boy Daniel Garcia. I knew he was going to get killed, though. You can't have Garcia beat Moxley in the main event of Rampage. There's no way in hell.
But it was just so cool, like, again, like, watching people who know Garcia and, like, follow the scene and just me watching people that, like, I saw tweets going out. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited for Garcia and freaking Moxley. So someone like me who's huge in the indies, like, again, like, it's cool, like, the CM Punk, me, again, like, I'm new to CM Punk. So for me, I felt that tweet also too, that Mox and freaking Garcia was stepping in the ring. That was just fucking huge.
That was good. And it was a good way to end the show too. They ended off with like the Sting and Darby Allin coming out and Eddie Kingston. Like they ended off with a really good way. Your boy's Private Party and Jungle Jurassic Express had a really good match. Man, they are both really good. Like both those teams got like, that's what we love. It's what we were just literally just talking about. This is why their tag division is good. You don't have one team coming over and squashing the other. Like, these two teams put on a show, even though you knew Jurassic Express was moving on. So, it was good. Good week in AEW, I think.
So good.
And look at this. Like, we're, like, All Out's around the corner, guys. We already have Darby versus Punk booked. Pac versus Andrade. We also, like, that's also a thing. Pac and Andrade are having a wrestling match at All Out.
I think I'm looking forward to that the most.
Like, holy shit, that match is going to be so good.
Give me more.
Like, I put that up against, remember when Omega and Pac had the Iron Man match on Dynamite?
Yeah.
It's going to be either as good or better than that match. Ugh. So, I'm excited for All Out, guys. It's going to be another good week coming up in AEW with BT starting tomorrow. I'm curious about Dark and Elevation because they had a lot of stacked matches on Dark and Elevation this week. I'm pretty sure Death Triangle are facing someone. I forget which team, and it's going to be a really good match. Dynamite this Wednesday. Punk making his first Dynamite appearance. Rampage this week on Friday. You know, it's going to be another solid week, guys. We are a couple of weeks away from All Out. So excited. And we have the Arthur Ashe Stadium show happening on the 20...
22nd.
22nd. Right? Yeah. I was going to say 21st. It was 22nd. Yeah. It's going to be dope. Going to be dope. Yeah, they're in Milwaukee this week, which is interesting. I don't think they've ever been to Milwaukee. This is like their first time in Milwaukee. So I'm curious to see how the crowd is up in there in Wisconsin.
Yeah, let's go, guys.
Big,
be loud.
Big cheese heads up there. No, those are the Packers. The Packers fans are called cheeseheads. Like, anyone from Wisconsin is automatically a cheesehead. Yeah. So, guys, hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I know me and Tiff sure did. We love you guys tuning in each and every single week live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, however you guys are watching. It's all much appreciated. If you're watching live on YouTube or watching back right now, guys, do us a big solid favor. See that little thumbs up button right there at the bottom of the screen that you guys are looking at? Just click it. It's free. It helps us and YouTube algorithm. Give us a subscribe while you're at it as well. That's also free as well. Hit those two buttons. Helps me and Tiff a lot in the, again, the YouTube algorithm side of things. If you are rewatching or a downloaded episode listener, you guys are my favorites. I love all you guys. We're available on, guys, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you're getting your podcast, search up right there, right here, the No Holds Barred Network. You'll get this podcast and all the other wonderful podcasts we do offer here on the network. We do also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/No Holds Barred Network. You guys can find some more crazy fun stuff that me and Tiff do on there. We do the free for all show on there, and it supports the podcast, or sorry, supports the network. Little's $1 a month. Supports me and Tiff, guys. That's all you got to do. $1 a month to support us, and you get more content just like that. Yeah, and if you're on Apple Podcasts, that's right. Give us a 5-star rating. Let us know what you thought of the podcast. That helps us in the charitable side of things. Helps us tremendously in that. So, yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, as always, here. Tuning in each and every single week, listening to us ramble on about AEW.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tiff, I hear you're pretty busy on the indie side of things.
I'm always busy. I just released the Indie Talks today from H2O stands Intergender Bonanza. Check that out if you're into indie wrestling. Intergender Wrestling. I'll be there at H2O this weekend. So that's Friday, Saturday. So look out for those videos next week as well. I got a bunch of interviews. I have one tomorrow with one of the H2O students, and then Neil Diamond Cutter Tuesday. And then I got a whole bunch of things set up. I'm just saying this now. October is going to be crazy. I'm just putting that out there.
Awesome. So, awesome. So guys,
shit going on. So
that's why you should be subscribing to the network. It's all there for y'all for free. All we ask is you to hit like and subscribe. That's it. So, guys, thank you for tuning into the All Elite Podcast this week. Again, we'll be back live next Sunday to talk about everything in the big week of AEW. My name is Kyle Masters. I am your self-proclaimed greatest host. I am your Canadian Prince, and I'm always joined by my co-host. She is, here, I got this, the Lady of the Light Tubes, the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies. That's Tiffany. I got it. I got all four nicknames down. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I don't have the Kenny Omega tuned up. I totally forgot to have it out. That's okay. We'll go right to our outro. So thank you guys for tuning in live. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. Stay safe out there. We love you. See you later. Find your feel and see.